Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hey, I'm Dawn Reiss, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. We're so excited because we got some amazing shows coming up with the TV network next week. And we have our friend Steve from New York that has another show coming on board with the Chapters Wrap Show with Hollywood Connections and a big event coming up. Before we start, let's go to our commercials, and we're going to talk about what we're doing here. We have Maria to my right. Hello, hola, hola.
Hola. Ciao.
She's been a friend of mine for over 30 years, and she's got a little segment called Enjoying Your Journey. Yes.
Life journey.
Traveling, and she's
through life.
Traveled all over the world. And to my left, I have an amazing man. Tell everybody who you are.
My name is Ron Simcoe. I've been writing music, working with a lot of entertainers over the 25 years.
And you're going to sing some Neil Diamond for us.
Yes, I am.
We're excited, and you're working on a production for a movie.
Yes.
And that's what Hollywood Connections is about. And stay tuned, because the next half hour is our Beauty Queen special with Carrie K. Davis. And there are some miracle stories. A lady had died, went to heaven. You don't want to miss that story either. And we're so excited that you joined us. So let's go to our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TVSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
March 12th, 2021, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., presented by the Chapters Network, Unity and Community at Maple Lane Countryside. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Bowling, food, shoes, music, and VIPs. $50 purchase ticket. Call for reservations at 516-476-6271. We'll see you there.
TAM Talk listeners, the downtown district in Clearwater, that's the 400 and 500 block, wants your business. We at TAM Talk are going to help get you down there. We're sponsoring the District Advantages app. It'll be your passport to savings. It's 20% off, 1 to 4 people, anytime you use it, and you can use it up to 4 times per year. Imagine, 20% off the total bill. Great restaurants. There'll also be great retail offers. But watch for the District Advantages app. You will go to districtadvantages.com for all the details.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
And we're back. And so I know, I have a friend named DeborahHampton.com. She's on the road to Fort Lauderdale. And I'm going to just play a sample of her music. We'll be right back. Tell me what you think of this. And if you are an artist and you would like to be on the air, please get in touch with me, 727-871-7788. I know we have Lisa's commercials as well. We're going to go to her sponsors. And Lisa had an appointment really quick. She had to rush out. And so we are just saying, Lisa, be safe travels over there. And we will have her back soon. And then we've got her commercials. And then we'll be back with our featured guest.
Do you want your car or truck to shine bright like a diamond? Then you need Right Direction Auto Care. They are mobile. They come to your home or office. Health and safety is their number one priority. They disinfect your car before cleaning it, after cleaning it, and they wear masks. All of their work is guaranteed. They have over 25 years experience. Please call Alan Campbell directly at 727-608-6019 and make sure you tell him Lisa V sent you. Let me tell you about a company that not only gives back to the community, but cleans cancer patients and vets' homes for free. Made to Order Florida, Inc. Located at 7030 Burlington Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida. Phone number 727-384-6243. Joanne has over 35 years of experience, and they always give back to the community through Love Thy Neighbor, which is a nonprofit that helps directly pay for the cancer patients and vets' homes and anybody who's in need for house cleaning. Please give them a call. Once again, 727-384-6243 and let Joanne know Lisa V sent you. Are you a local business from the Sunshine Skyway to the Bayside Bridge and all points west to the Gulf of Mexico? Do you have a Facebook page? Well, do I have great news for you. For less than 55 cents a day, you can reach over 60,000 members through the I Love St. Pete Key Tag program. Please visit them at stpetekeytag.com for more info. You will be glad you did.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So let's go. I know people are driving and they're driving home. They can't wait to get home. And so you want to hear some amazing Neil Diamond music. And so tell everybody your name again.
Actually, it's Ron Simcoe, but a lot of people call me RJ Diamond because I sound just like Neil. And I'm known in Southern California.
Right.
And when I actually, I'm coming up to 30 years, September this year, living here in Florida.
Wow. Well,
believe it or not.
We are definitely a Floridian. Very cool. So with a Hollywood Connection, we have a lot of film directors, producers, agents. We don't promise anything. We do open the door of opportunity for you to be connected in show business. Mm-hmm. And you are connected as well. You are working with Marcus.
Yes.
And he's a film director. And we have Edward, you said you're working with.
Yes.
He's a film director. And you're working on a movie project right now that you can't really talk about.
A little bit. It's called Tears of a River.
Okay.
In the poster shows an elephant standing out in the water.
I saw that. I saw the poster. Now, you've also worked with Andrew Krantz, a film director.
Yes, I have.
Locally here. And you do Boom and Sound?
Yes, I do. I've been doing Boom and Sound since California.
Oh, wow.
Because I used to go to Happy Days filming.
You went to Happy Days?
Yeah.
Wait, you knew?
Filming, and they would open the floor after the show and say, you can come on down and meet the cast.
That's awesome.
So cool.
So I got to know Henry Winkler, Tom Bosley.
I'm jealous.
Ron Howard. And
well, you know, we had, Ralph Melth. He actually is a singer.
Okay.
Donnie Most, and he's been on the show many times, and I've downloaded his music, Saboom, Saboom, and so I actually met, back in the days, Henry Winkler on his, actually, the Milwaukee Brewers. I was out there as a beauty queen, as Miss Sousher Waterfolics, and who gave me the biggest kiss on the field was Henry Winkler.
Yay!
And then I saw him again at a Comic-Con, and it's so funny, I gave the story real quick, and I got up there, and I said, well, Mr. Henry Winkler, I said, do you remember the Happy Days crew? He goes, yes, the bus broke down in Milwaukee, and we are all there, and you came out and you gave me a big hug, and I told him the story, and he goes, oh, you were the beauty queen. So it's kind of a memory of their bus breaking down and doing that Happy Days.
God.
What memories?
Oh, yes.
Very cool. Let's get to your music. I can't wait. So are we ready, Tommy? We're ready. So we're going to sing. We are doing
September Morn.
September Morn. September Morn. He's going to sing it live on the air.
Yeah.
We are right now.
Stay for just a while and say and let me look at you.
Wow.
It's been so long I hardly knew you, standing in the door. And stay, I only want to talk to you. Halfway around the world to find ourselves again.
Oh.
September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. Look at what you've done. Why, you became a grown-up girl. I still can hear you crying in the corner of your room. And look how far we've come, so far from where we used to be. But not so far that we've forgotten how it was before. September morn, do you remember how we danced that night away? Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way.
I want to go ice skating and skate to this. Like Peggy Fleming. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Is Kira going to keep singing?
September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new. From some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way.
Beautiful. And we're going to be back with a song ending the
September
show.
September morning still can make me feel that
wow,
way.
Wow, you sound like Neil Diamond. Oh, God bless you. You are amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. So we're going to go at the end of the show in about 10 minutes with the ending song. We'll do one more before we go. And
right.
Maria, tell me all the travels where you've been around the world. I've seen you've been all over.
Places. My favorites. Spain, Morocco, Italy.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
You take
my
your
heart
best friends.
Is in Italy.
You take your best friends and you go on a excursion around.
So let me tell you about last
I'm going
trip,
next.
Right before our pandemic episode.
Yes.
I started dating this amazing man.
Yeah, and tell everybody his name.
And Frankie. F-U, we call him.
Frankie.
But I have these 8 girlfriends and we call ourselves the Wanderers and we travel all over and he's Italian. Last trip we went to Italy, so we grandfathered him in and took him with us. We went to Italy for a whole month and I still want to go back.
Wow. And you've been staying in like cabana places and you went to a Europe or something?
You know what, we like to, what since it's such a big group, the best thing guys to do is you get a group and you get an amazing place. It's gonna be expensive, but when you split it amongst 8 of you, you all have an amazing bedroom. What is the designer? Salvatore Ferragamo.
Oh.
We stayed at his property in Italy.
Oh, how fabulous. Oh, my gosh. And you have all these pictures on your Facebook?
Yes, I do.
So give everybody your Facebook.
What is my Facebook? Malu, M-A-L-U, Maria Markovic, M-A-R-K-O-V-I-C.
We've been friends for 30 years, and she was my first Miss... Well, you're Miss Robert,
Miss Puerto Rico International.
That's right.
Oh, over 50.
Over 50.
You know.
And so you had a lot of fun with me. We were judging pageants, and you were in the Caribbean parades.
Yes, we did the parades. You know what? A good thing was the mentoring of the girls.
Yes.
The mentoring of the girls and all the fun things that we did. Judging pageants.
Oh my gosh. And the VIP treatments in Orlando.
Yes.
And the, you remember the hammocks out on the beach over at the resort at the Hilton?
Yes.
My
and
favorite.
You know, those red carpets.
Yes.
So, girls, if you like that,
that's what I do.
Up with Dawn.
Yes, I'm looking for reporters. We're having upcoming talent searches here. We've got some major people.
Shaq.
We went to Shaq's birthday party. On the red carpet. Oh, my God. I said, I looked at him. I said, can you talk to God when you're up there? Because he's so tall.
Well, you know, recently, very sad, but I have to mention Larry King.
And Larry King. Yes. He, you know, Larry King gave me the best advice ever. And this was in Orlando. And he said, Dawn, being a talk show host, he said, it's not about you. It's not about, it's about the people that are there and their stories. Make them feel special. Make them feel like a star. And I will never forget that in my entire life.
Yep.
Yeah, he gave me some great advice, and he said, you're on your way. And so did Lisa Gibbons back in the days. And I saw her on an infomercial set, and I said, you inspired me when I was in college. And look, we're on a TV network coming up. We got a new TV network in Atlanta. They're putting that together, and we've got, we just put the show to the Christian Film Festival. So we are excited. They're going to be announcing the selection process coming up. And if anybody's interested, buy your tickets. International Christian Film Festival. There are so many stars from the movie, what was that? The Angel movie. Sharon Doughty. Doughty, is that right? Touched by an Angel?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, yes, Roma Downey. Well. And we have like Lou Gossett Jr., I mean, Kevin Sorbo. There's so many stars there. It's in Orlando called the International Christian Film Festival.
And when is it?
That's coming up in May.
Okay.
In May. So we'll see what happens. And then also, I do want to do a shout out to Roxy's Bistro and Rob that and giving me that gift card over there, and to Elliot, our server and the chef. They were treated us so well. Today was actually the chicken, was chicken wings. It was half price.
That's right.
Half price
Wednesday. Even though I don't eat chicken. But it's okay.
You're a vegetarian, yes. That's why she looks so amazing. I eat all the prime rib.
And I'm heavier now than when I used to eat everything.
You don't look like, I mean, wow. Wow. And I'll tell you, that's Harry Seltzer, that place over here, their bread is amazing and their prime rib is amazing. But Marcus is a vegetarian. So, yeah, so I can relate. And of course, his girlfriend ends up saying, I'll have the biggest ribeye.
Yeah, right. His and mine.
Yeah, so that was adorable. We had a good birthday with her, and our anniversary was last week. And anyways, but so we have 5 more minutes left. I want to thank everybody for listening to Hollywood Connections. And next half hour is really Hollywood Connections with one of our other Beauty Queen reporters on her special. And so what other song are we going to sing?
A song called If You Know What I Mean.
And who is that by?
Neil Diamond.
I figured. Neil Diamond.
I've been writing music for a while.
And so that's amazing. And so we'll keep us posted on the movie if they need any casting. We work with a lot of producers that come and cast on air. Mm-hmm. And if somebody is interested in working with us, make sure you check us out on Facebook under Dawn Reese. Send me a message. You can see this lovely show on the Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube as well. I've got some amazing news coming up with some amazing people that are joining forces with me. We will get into that soon. And so let's take it away. It is 6:26, and we're going to do that last song. And stay tuned for our next half hour.
Yes.
And let's take it away.
Right.
Our Neil Diamond singer.
Neil.
If you know what I mean, yes. Unless I sing a cappella.
It's funny, I went to an acting. That sounds like an acting. If you know what I mean, he's going, yes, I know what you mean. What's the name of the song?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's the name of the song. I know what you mean.
I know.
I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory in life and watch things happen.
Night returns just like a friend. When the evening comes to set me free. When the quiet house, the wait beyond the day makes beautiful sounds in me. Took a drag from my last cigarette. Took a drink, a glass of old wine. And I closed my eyes and I could make it real and feel it one more time. Can you hear it, babe?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear it, babe?
Oh, yeah.
From another time, from another place. Do you remember it, babe? And the radio played like a carnival tune as we laid on our bed in the other room. We gave it away for the sake of our dream in a penny arcade, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Here's to the songs we used to sing. And here's to the times we used to know. It's hard to hold them in our arms again, but hard to let them go. Do you hear it, babe?
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear it, babe?
Oh, yes.
It was another time. It was another place. Do you remember it, babe? And the radio played like a carnival tune as we laid in our bed in the other room. When we gave it away for the sake of a dream in a penny arcade.
And thank you for listening to Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations, 3 FM, 3 AM.
You know what I mean.
Stay tuned, be with us for the next half hour, and next Wednesday is going to be amazing with some VIP guests coming in. Thank you all for being here. And Lisa V, safe travels on your meeting tonight. And I am Dawn Reese, and stay tuned. We're going to go to a Hollywood Connection song, and you can't miss this next story. Wow, she died and went to heaven. And her story is a miracle. Stay tuned. All right.
Thank you very much, Dawn.
I am Dawn Reese. This is our Beauty Queen special half hour. Stay tuned. Miracle Stories. Carrie Kay, take it over.
Hi, everybody. I'm Carrie Kay. How are you guys all doing tonight? I'm so happy that you're joining me tonight for Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. And tonight I have a few guests that are going to be on that are going to be talking about. One is a miracle story. You know, she is amazing. Her name is Leanne Carroll, and she's going to be talking about a very, very, it's a near-death experience, basically, she went through, and how the Lord just took his arms around her and just got her through it, and now she's just an amazing miracle story. So tell us a little bit, Leanne, about where you started with this whole thing and how this happened, this accident that...
Okay, actually I had given birth to a little boy on February 26, 1990, so all this took place the morning after. I was getting up first time after having a C-section, and I collapsed in the floor, and there was an immediate cold blue called because my body just turned completely gray, so they knew it was like a major event. And medically, what happened was that I threw 26 blood clots to my lungs and flatlined 45 minutes receiving CPR, which resulted in open heart surgery and a pulmonary embolectomy. I had what is known as a complete saddle embolus. There was no oxygen, brain waves. Nothing was flowing through my body for over 45 minutes, but the gentleman doing my CPR just would not give up, so I was hooked to lung and bypass. So they removed the clots, and they called my family and actually told my family I was dead. My family come to the hospital. They said that I was alive but in a coma and on life support, and they would have to let me go by morning. And my mother said no. And it was the next morning when, even though I was in a coma and on life support, I reached out and twirled my hand, and my mother gave me pen and paper. And from a coma, I wrote that I had died, that I had walked with Jesus, and that I had saw heaven, and Jesus
told me to come home. That is amazing. Wow. So, and you've written a book, too.
I have written a book. It's called There Stood a Lamb. That was really the journey of my life, because I had amnesia for like 6 months. We had to have 24-hour care. So bits and pieces would come to my mind, and I would journal, and I eventually put my life together through a book.
Wow. That is so amazing. So, So after the birth and all the death experience and everything, and then writing the book, I mean, wow. I mean, like, so how has your life changed since all this?
Well, I always thought that I probably wouldn't make heaven because, you know, we all make mistakes. But Jesus was just nothing but compassionate and offered heaven as my home. So my life has just been... you know, I'm just a mom of three, grandmother of five. Life just goes on. As far as my faith, it's probably unshakable at this point
That's
in my life.
That's awesome.
You said you had actually died, and when you died, you saw your relatives, and then you did see God. We would love to hear that, because that, okay, to me is what a miracle story, and what he said to you.
I actually had three separate partings of my soul. When I fell on the floor of the first room, my soul left, just lifted out of my body, and Jesus actually came. I saw a light twirling, and it came to the window, and then there was a diamond cross, and then my soul slipped and just went to a garden with Jesus, and we floated through this garden, and it was like a lot of greenery, a lot of plants. The birds seemed to be chirping like one praise song. And then I remember there was this dew or this mist on everything.
Were you in your same body? I mean, how did you feel?
I had on, I knew I had a body. It was weightless, more like, but I also had on a gown, and Jesus was fully clothed in a long blue gown. Jesus was a small built man, dark, very dark complected, dark hair. Even though we talked, we did not speak words. We were like mind reading.
They say that.
Yes.
Right.
But his voice, although was very pleasant and soft, it was very authoritative. I knew who he was the minute I met him.
How did you feel?
in awe. I mean, really, I was in awe.
Walking with Jesus.
Of his presence. I still can just be praying or just be in my quiet time, and I can feel his presence. And he had, like, I don't want to say it's roses, but he had the sweetest smell that I still know that scent. It's been 31 years, February 27th. I've been studied by Bruce Grayson, who is a scientist out of the University of Virginia. He studies near-death experiences. He gives me all kinds of tests. He's like, I've never changed one word of my testimony in 31 years. It's that real to me. On the second death, they were actually compressing my heart, broke my ribs, and hooked me to the lung bypass machine. My soul entered in my body, but it left twice, and I actually stood at heaven's gates, and that's when I saw my great-grandmother. She came to a gate which was one large single pearl, and you can read that in Revelation 21:21. There's 12 gates to the city. Each one's a single pearl. I always thought heaven's gates were a golden gate. And he called me my name. Jesus told me to go home. My soul entered into my body and then exited. And I describe it that it was gone the longest at that period. That's when I met my great-grandmother. And she called me by name, and she said, Leanne, you must go home today and do not return here. And then my soul slipped in and stayed.
Wow. And then you, when you came to, you had just had a baby.
I did. I didn't have any memory of the baby. I've never remembered the birth. I still don't. The doctor was the first one, Dr. Alan Marty. He's passed away, but he's the one that did my open heart surgery, and he has been in full support of my story all my 31 years. He said, do you know where you are, Mrs. Carroll? And I said, my first words were, no, do you know where I've been? And he said, no, where have you been? And I said, dead. And he said, I'll be right back. He went and got a tape recorder, came back, and he said, now tell me, how do you know you were dead and not hallucinating? And I said, you don't leave your body when you hallucinate or dream. I left. My soul left. I know I died. And he goes, well, we know you died too. We flatlined you 45 minutes. He said, so I just wanted to know how you knew that.
Oh, and wow. So he was trying to...
All my gentleman who did my CPR, Joe Winterman, bless his heart, we're best friends, solely connected. Everybody is in still full support and full memory of me. And so the story never dies because Jesus is alive in heaven's
Amen.
Real.
Amen.
Yeah. How long were you out that you died? How many minutes did they say?
45.
Wow.
One blood clot to the heart or lung or brain will kill you. And after 2 to 3 minutes, they will not do CPR because they pretty much know you're brain dead. And my doctors will testify in my book that all hope was given up. Joe would not give up. He said, she's going to live. I know she's going to live.
Oh, that's awesome.
And my surgeon, Dr. Alan Marty, he says his hands performed a surgery he knew he could not do.
You know, you wrote a book about it, but we also, with the International Christian Film Festival, this needs to be a movie.
It does.
And yes. We have a film director sitting next to
yes,
me here.
Yes, we've got
and
Marcus.
This would be amazing to because there's Tarina. More inspirational movies that need to be shown. We call it Hollywood Connections.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a lot of movies and books that I have seen, and my story, I do believe, needs to go live on
You know who's sitting to my right?
I know him.
Marcus Kempton. He is a film director, and he has got a film festival going on and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah. What do you think about this, Marcus?
I think it's a beautiful story. Leanne, I met Leanne last week, and she told me the story. Now I'm hearing a few more details that I didn't hear.
Wow.
It's very beautiful. Very touching.
Yeah, with this show, you can send it out to the 700 Club. People need to hear this story all over.
Yes, they do. It's amazing. I met Leanne singing at karaoke, and we just started talking, and I actually wanted to sign her book, but she was giving it to somebody else, and I was so embarrassed. I'm like, okay. I just wanted to sign her book. I don't know what it was, but so I can't wait to read your book, and you have such an amazing story that does definitely need to be out there to tell people that you can have situations like that where you do walk with Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. Death has no hold on the Christian. I mean, to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. And death never came to me. The part when you look in the mirror and you go, this is who I am, that's who passes on. The physical body, they were like, oh, it was, you know, it was Battleship Gray, it was breathless, and the body was doing all kinds of things, but the soul was alive. I never knew death came to me.
And so many people are afraid of dying, you know, they get in the different ages and they're saying, oh, I only have 30 years or 20. You don't know what day, and you just have to thank God for every single day. Where can they buy your book from Amazon?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
You can just get it on Amazon.com.
And tell everybody the name of it.
It's called There Stood a Lamb. And
hold that up. Let me hold it up.
Okay. My mother picked the book cover of the window because on the note I wrote her out the window of the other room, Jesus came and got me.
All right, that's awesome. Well, I really appreciate you telling your story tonight on Hollywood Connections, and this is, and we're in Living a Healthy Lifestyle, so I try to bring miracle stories on because, you know, people do need to know that there's so many people that have gone through these experiences, and they
and some people don't like to talk about it, but.
But you do.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you.
Me and Carrie would like to sit with you on our sailboat and do a major documentary on her.
Yeah, I could
do it.
We could do it. Well, I'm thinking about doing a mini series. I haven't actually told you about this yet, Dawn.
Right.
Where I do the Living a Healthy Lifestyle show and do mini series and bring on people that have tried. Our next person that's going to be talking.
I heard another miracle story.
It's another miracle story, and his name is Christopher.
Well, we're changing
Rich.
Seats. Is there a song or something that you want Tommy to play while we're changing seats or anything? A favorite song of yours?
He could play You Say by Lauren Daigle. I love that song.
Okay, we can even end with that too.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right, and this guest that you have, tell us about the story and the opportunity.
Christopher and I met through a friend, Denise, and she's amazing. We met, and she just took off with this holistic health that I'm doing. And I met Christopher. I did some circulation magnetic therapy with him. He laid on the mat, and it was amazing. Like, right after he laid on the mat, he wasn't able to move his toes for 2 years. They were stuck together.
So what? Oh, wow. So you have a something with a new health product that helps people.
Yes. So I want to talk tonight about stem cell regeneration, and I want to bring my guest on, Christopher Rich, and I'm going to have him tell his amazing story about what he's been through and how the stem cell regeneration patches, they're amazing. Like, God used those to heal you.
They really did. Hi, everybody. My name's Chris Rich. I have multiple sclerosis, relapsing, remitting multiple sclerosis. And see, the problem is, it never seemed to remit. When I was diagnosed in 2014, I was diagnosed in April. Within a month, they went through steroids and all this other stuff. And within a month, it looked like I wasn't going to be walking for very long. And that's exactly what happened. My legs went dead, and all MS just didn't stop on me, and it went full force, and this is the reason. I didn't get MS from my family. I didn't get it genetically. It doesn't run in my family. I didn't get it from a virus like a mosquito or sexually transmitted, which is possible, very unlikely, but possible. I got mine from a lifetime of abuse when I was young. For the first 10 years of my life, I was in an extremely bad situation, and bad things happened to me. That's the easiest way to put it. And from there, I was misdiagnosed when I was 11. They thought I had spinal meningitis because the doctor said that multiple sclerosis was a woman's disease. And I didn't realize that diseases decided to go based on sex. I know the likelihoods are higher, but I didn't realize that diseases, you know, took breaks. But I got better when I was 11 because I was 11 years old. I was a little kid, and this patch actually, my stem cells would be the easiest way to put it. My stem cells fought back, and I got better in like 2 days, I bounced back.
So, Christopher, explain to us about your history and what you've learned about stem cell research that you've done before you ever found these patches that I brought to you.
I was going to, before I was fortunate enough to find out about these patches, before I tried the patches, I did a lot of research into a viable option for me, which would be a stem cell treatment. A little more invasive, but the payout would be good unless it didn't work. Because then it's a lot of money for no results. And I set up fundraisers for it. I did it with my dad, and he didn't give me the money. He ripped off a lot of my friends and people that I had donate to it. So it became a non-viable option to keep trying to do that. So I pretty much regulated from that point, because every time I would get on a medication, I've been on 5 different MS medications.
And you were having problem walking, right, just recently? And what happened from that patch from there? That's, wow.
That's the most amazing part. I went into this with an open mind. I did not believe or disbelieve either way, but in the first day, I got to leave the house. I got to put my foot on my knee. And I wish that these people could see it, but like that. That was a huge moment, just lifting my leg up onto my knee.
And that's from using the patches, right?
And that was from the first day of having the patch.
Wow.
And then the second day, I actually got to go for a walk around the block, and I made a Facebook video about it. I was so...
He called me, and I just have to jump in and say this because it's so cute. And he said, can I talk a little personal with you? Can I get a little bit personal? And I said, yeah, that's fine. And he said, I have had the best time with my wife that I've had in a long time.
Aww.
And so, because it is, MS is does affect the sexual.
It does. It does. Know? I didn't know if we were gonna talk about that, but it does. Anybody with MS.
I mean, if you're married,
would definitely let you know that it affects the downstairs.
So, Gary, where can they have a consultation with you? Where can they call you? Where can you get a hold of you on your Facebook as well and your social media?
Well, I'm on Facebook, and I'm also on Instagram, and it's just Carrie K. Davis. So CarrieKayDavis. My phone number is 515-822-4877. And my email, if you wanted to email me, it's carriekdavis227@gmail.com. So.
Yes, and I want to say, if you're driving, you can actually watch the show again on the Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube and rewatch the show.
So, Christopher, so now what's going on after using these patches? Like, the very first time you used it, and then up until now, if you could just go over with a little bit of the history.
Okay, the very first time that I got to walk around the block, from the first day to the second day, every day got better. Every day got better. I got to sleep a little better. As far as I know, I'm sleeping through the night now. Like, when I go to sleep, I actually get to go to sleep. A lot of things come with MS, but this patch is actually fighting against my MS, and I've never had anything that's so, ever actually done any.
So, like, if you would go through like how you believe that stem cells are working in your body, real quick, if you could explain to our audience.
Since I did do research into stem cell treatments and what stem cells do, and I was a little older in the 90s, I guess. And I remember Christopher Reeves and him getting stem cell treatments and him actually being able to
really
move.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like, before he died, they took it away in the U.S. They made it illegal. And then very shortly after, he passed on. And before he left, those stem cell treatments took a paraplegic, a quadriplegic, and he was able to move his hands and hold his head up. And, you know, if he would been able to keep getting the treatments, he would have probably been able to completely reverse.
If he had had the patch.
And now,
this is a brand new thing, right?
Yeah. This is the thing that kills me. Like, I wish that I could get it to people that have just been diagnosed with
this. This is only a year and a half technology. A year and a half in the making.
It is beyond belief what it does. Like, it really is. It's hard to believe unless you try it. And it might not work the same for a healthier person. Everybody's different. But I say if you give it a chance, it'll do something.
Yeah. Right. So they say within 30 days you're going to see results, but there has been episodes where we've seen some really great things. Like today, I used somebody that had migraines. And I do want to say this doesn't treat, heal, or cure anything. I believe that Heavenly Father is involved in this whole holistic thing. I know He has His hand in this. He's helping to heal these people. It's not the patch that's doing the healing, but because we're getting our copper peptides back, which you explained, the HGK copper peptides.
GNK.
I'm saying it wrong.
Copper peptides.
Because it's a brand new technology that I'm also learning about.
Well, it's also a part of your body.
Explain how that works.
That's just a natural part of your body. You have natural stem cells. Like, I was going to get a stem cell treatment with my mesostemic stem cells, the stem cells in my fatty glial cells. And everybody has those. You have them. Everybody in the room does. Mm-hmm. But they don't do work while they sit in your fatty glial cells. They sit there. They're not trying to form anything new. You're already full grown. So they're not going out to, you know, grow your hair or your nails or anything like that. So they're just lazy. They don't
want to get up and go. So they take them in and put them in an injection. And
yeah.
What I wanted to tell the viewers is that the injections are very, very, very expensive, these injections.
That's the thing.
And so what we have, this technology that we have, is a little Band-Aid that you put in the area that is affected. And it just immediately starts building your stem cells.
Yeah.
So it's a regeneration.
It really, like, wakes them up. And then they replicate themselves. Like, it's just cell division at that point. It's basic biology. If something is working, it's going to keep trying to work. Huh. Like, for me, my immune system is a bit overactive, is how aggressive is what happens. Like, every time I get a new lesion in my brain, my white blood cells immediately go and attack it, and that's a flare-up. Those never stopped for a solid 4 years. And
another thing that I'm very, very proud of you for is that you pushed through this whole thing that you've been through as a child and got older, and with such a wonderful attitude, an amazing attitude. It's just amazing everything that you've been through. And
well, that's the thing. Those medications that they would give you for this disease, those don't let you control. Like, you don't get to think about the good things in life and value, you know, just waking up in the morning.
And you decided to go without the medications because of the suicidal thoughts people can get from.
Well, I have had 3 suicide attempts, all directly attached to the medication, so yeah. I don't...
What a testimony you have. Carrie, thank you for your amazing guests tonight. They've been superb and inspiring to everybody around the world.
Yeah, I'm so happy that they were able to come on Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, which is a segment of Dawn Rees and her wonderful beauty and health advisors, is what we were, beauty health people, you know, reporters.
And we have our TV network coming next week to meet with you as well. So we're excited about that. Yes.
Yes, because I really want Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show to be a show.
Right.
And I started it a year ago on Facebook, and it's just...
Now you're on 3 FM, 3 AM live podcast.
I know,
podcast.
Right? I've totally gotten...
And I got a film director sitting next to me.
Yes.
Should we pitch his film festival?
Yes.
We have a few seconds. Thank you so much for being here. I guess that's a timer for us. Marcus, tell us where you can actually enter your film festivals.
Hi, yes. My film fest is tbmpip.com. And,
say that again.
It's tbmpip.
tbmpip.com. I have my mask on.
One more time.
TBMPIP. That stands for the Tampa Bay Motion Picture Industry Professionals Independent Film Fest. And we're running it quarterly. The next one's third week in May 20th. And you can submit, just go to the website directly or through Film Freeway. Either way works. And, yeah.
Perfect.
So,
Well, Carrie, any last words? This is your show. And then let's end with your song. Did you find that song? We can start to play that. Is that one of your favorite songs?
It is. I was just going to sing a little.
I would love it. Let's go. You got about 2 minutes.
Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say I am love when I can't feel a thing, and you say I am strong when I think I am weak, and you say I am hell when I am falling short, when I don't belong. Oh, you say I am yours and I believe. What you say to me, I believe. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Oh, cause you say I am love when I can't feel a thing, and you say I am strong when I think I am weak, and you say I am hell when I am falling short, when I don't belong. Oh, you say I am yours and I believe. Oh, I believe what you say to me, I believe.
Thank you. We're listening to Beauty Queen special, Carrie K. Davis. Look her up on Facebook. And where are you performing? You're performing someplace soon, right?
I sing a lot at the VFW in Madeira Beach, and that is a great place for me to go on Sunday nights.
And the drum circle.
And I'm doing drum circle. I'm doing drumming, and I'm doing singing. But right now I'm working on an album.
Wonderful.
California Girl Gone Country.
So. Oh, love it. California Girl Gone Country. You'll see Carrie K. Davis next week on her 15-minute special with Hollywood Connections. Really Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese. We will see you next week with
Goodbye.
Our VIP guest. Goodbye. God bless.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.